Once again, this is Mark Stanton Welch. This is the 26th day of April, year 2016. This is Tools for the Times. This is Block 4 and Session 5, Part 2, in the Infinite Now Moment of Power. Last week, we spent a bit more time, in fact, most of the time, looking at the nature of time and space and how it relates to the idea of being fully present right now. And that leads into the idea and the new versions of what power is. You'll see that the topics tonight are a little bit fewer than we've been having, although I did add another one while I was putting the information together over the last couple of days. That was called a reminder of disempowerment. I think it'll be a familiar little walk back through time and to see what we've been doing. And then we're going to look tonight at nature of personal power, the tools of personal power, and standing in my power. You will see additional activities that are available, resources that are available, and below, applying your awareness to the infinite now moment of power, there are some suggested activities. But we're going to go over here like we did last time and spend a few moments in the beginning here just singing and getting the mood right and getting the energy right, sing these songs that have to do with time and space and power. So if you go over to the right column, now I was told, by the way, that it was hard to see against the blue background this particular font when I italicized it. So you can see I added a little bit of a lighter blue there to bring the font out. So hopefully that works for the person who was having challenges with that. It runs up against my own sense of balance, but at least I put two of them there. But hey, we're adults here. All right, so we're going to go into... I think we're going to sing right here, right now. And I'm going to set this phone down. Access this one. Sorry if that made a noise. And we're just going to start singing along here. You've got the lyrics right here, right now. This is a song written many, many years ago. 1995, to be exact. Time to be singing, time to be dancing. All the people sing hallelujah. Voices together, hearts are wide open. Love reigns upon us right here, right now. Spring, she sings new life, a rainbow of color, fragrance and beauty and love all around. Stand up and let go. Set your intention, freedom and power right here, right now. Lay down crosses and burdens, peel the worn out garments, let them fall to the ground. Lay down crosses and burdens. Resurrection, resurrection, let spirit resound. Lay down the crosses, lay down those burdens. Peel the worn out garments, let them fall to the ground. I think I wrote the wrong word. Lay down the crosses, lay down those burdens. Resurrection, let spirit resound. And release the pressure, and release the stresses. Release the thinking, my friends, break away. And reclaim your essence, and reclaim your power. And reclaim the birthright right here, right now. Lay down crosses and burdens. Peel the worn out garments, let them fall to the ground. Lay down crosses.
curses and burdens. Resurrection, resurrection, resurrection. Let Spirit resound. Yes to the freedom. Yes to the power. Yes to the love. I am right here, right now. Yes to the freedom. Yes to the power. And yes to the love. I am right here, right now. Yes to the freedom. Yes to the power. Yes to the love. I am right here, right now.
I never even checked out the lyrics. They just came out of me automatically. Apparently, I had a little bit of a blip going on in there. I'll go ahead and correct those. But this is a great song. It was obviously made around the time. It was a song that was written for Easter time and when I was working at Unity. And this is really about laying down and being, you know, resurrecting those elements of ourselves that are the truth. And in these times of reawakening, this song is chock full of information about the things that we can go ahead and use to step into our power. And really, it comes down to us making choices in the now moment to let go of that which no longer serves us. And where it used to take courses, classes, appointments, sessions, time to make any of these kinds of changes to actually adequately release things, things are different now. Again, it's so much about having attention, paying attention, and then making a choice to actually move beyond something, and then being open enough to allow that which is ready to come in to come in. It is incredible how quickly things can shift and change if we get out of the way. All right, let's click out of that. Let's find another song to do here. Let's go to the last one there, Time to Deepen. This is a song that I created for a youth program that I was in the West Central region of Unity, and this was the title of the weekend. It's called Time to Deepen, No More Sleeping. Here we go. It goes, time to deepen. No more sleeping. Again, time to deepen. No more sleeping. All these years been waiting on life, watching the world go by. It's a whole lot of love that's calling me. By God, it's time to fly. Here we go. Time to deepen. Time to deepen. No more sleeping. No more sleeping. I'm gonna go where I never ever been. I'll free the me inside. Speak my truth, sing my song, and dance in my delight. Raise my hands, stomp my feet, shake my hips, just be me. Circle to the left, dance to the right, shout out loud, I am, 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 I. One more time. Go. Time to deepen, time to deepen, no more sleeping, no more sleeping. All these years been waiting on life, just watching the world go by. There's a whole lot of love that's calling me. By God, it's time to fly. It's time to deepen. There's no more sleeping. Whoa, I'm gonna go where I never ever then I'll free the me inside. Speak my truth, sing my song, and dance in my delight. Oh, and I raise my hands, stomp my feet, shake my hips, just be me. Circle to the left, dance to the right, shout out loud, I am, yeah, it's time to deepen, no more sleeping.
Woohoo! A little hoedown going on there. That was a call and answer song, really, but the kids were singing the other part. So I couldn't help myself but do both parts. But another great song for the topic that we're doing here. It is time to wake up. And this is all about reawakening. That's the point of the Tools for the Times. And the idea that singing and dancing, that's a critical element of us allowing ourselves to blossom and expand, to get out of the routine of our lives. And nothing like movement and singing as far as tools that actually begin to break down some of the old strategies. This has nothing to do with the quality of the voice or the capacity to move, because those develop by using them. If you've lost your rhythm and don't find yourself moving like you used to, then go ahead and just start moving. And put some music on and go ahead and find a spot in there for you to go ahead and make the connection. The body will catch up as it clears out all of the debris that's there that is in the way of you having your sense of rhythm. It'll come back. Just like the voice, you get better at singing by singing. You don't think about it. You don't put up all the reasons not to. It's about taking action. And there is no better time than now, as we've seen, to reclaim your power. Let's do one more, and then we're going to go ahead and move on. We'll come back to some of these songs. Let's go to the very top of the page there, not the page, but top of that section where it says, sometimes it can all be said in a song. This is In This Moment I Find Courage. I think we did this one last time, but for some reason, maybe we didn't, but I want to do it again. In this moment I find courage, face my fears, I let go. In this moment I let go, I jump into the well, the well. Two more. In this moment I find courage, face my fears, I let go. In this moment I let go and jump into the well. One more time. In this moment I find courage, face my fear, I let go. In this moment I let go and jumped into one more. You know, in this moment I find courage. This is really what it's all about. Well, it's one of the things it's all about. It's about that the capacity to go ahead and rustle up, as the old saying goes, rustle up the energy it takes to make the next step. That's called courage. Despite any resistance, we make a decision to move forward. And it isn't all about achieving the plan. It is not so much as that as just taking the next step. Because that's just what success is taking the next step. It's doing the next thing. Because it's the journey that really leads to the result. This is a challenge. We get so caught up in imagined results and we play the what-if games. And all those do is immobilize us and keep us from actually taking that very first step and never finding the personal courage to do something different. Face my fears and I let go. Fear fades when facts are faced. When I look at the fears and start to look at the parameters of them, then I realize that, well, this is what I'm dealing with. So now that I know that, it's not this amorphous energy that's fed by all the fears that I've ever had. It really is the fact that I'm just dealing with these two or three issues here. So I can move forward with that. And I let go of the resistance. I let go of trying to hold on and control things and keep things the same. How much time have we spent with our comfort zone in this course encouraging us to let it go and to step out of that and to choose not to live there as a regular place, but really just as a vacation home? In this moment, I let go because it happens right now. And I jump into the well, I jump into the frequency of wholeness. I jump into the remembering, the reawakening part of me, the flow of life, the flow of the emotional self. I jump into that river and flow with it and pay full attention. I think that's a great, it's a little amazing what you can get in four lines. And let's go down to this thing for just this moment. I have no idea whether I can pull this one off. It's been almost 15 years since I sang this. Let's see what happens. But you've never heard it, so you won't know. But this was written really back in the late 90s, as I was just beginning to do a lot of spiritual, I was well into the unity thing. And this is really when I was starting to do my first kind of studio recording, and I got some additional musicians along, and we worked at a studio nearby here, and all I was doing was hemorrhaging money and just paying people to do this and do that, and I kind of went, dang, it's not working out the way that I wanted. So that's the point where I made the decision to just go ahead and shelve that project and then invest in a home studio. And that really has made a huge difference in my life because it has allowed me to record at any time and to create recordings of all way more songs than I ever could have done in an actual studio. And right now it's really been about getting the material out and getting the music out so it can serve people. And this choice at this point enabled me to do that. So I'm seeking the chords for the song, so give me one moment on this. There we go. F. For just this moment. All right. Let's see. For just this moment, I've lived a thousand lives. For just this moment, I have been tested and tried. For just this moment, I stand here open wide. Let the light and the love pour in. For just this moment, I have become what I am. For just this moment, I balance woman and man. For just this moment, I will reach out my hand, let the light and that love pour in. And all these treasures of this universe, now hope they rain upon this blessed life. I stand as a testament to a world quickly changing. I shine as a pillar of light while darkness tumbles down, and feel the power of love that flows like an endless river,
and teach the presence of one who rises deep inside. I am that I am. Yes, and gather the strength and the heart to blast the grand illusion. Call to the pioneers who will move as one for all, and a walk with angels who bring the fire to feed the passion, and ride the hurricane to smash the deadly tide. I am that I am. For just this moment, we all have all that we need. For just this moment, our songs are ready to sing. For just this moment, we are in unity. Let the light and the love pour in. Let the light and that love pour in. Let that light and that love pour in. It's the spirit of it that's the good thing. Boy, do I remember those times when this was like an impossible dream. It was really just the beginning of the idea that we lived in the moment. That made no sense back in those days, but it was the rhetoric that I was around all the time, so I really started to put it into motion. Being fully present in the moment, and all these things were happening because this was approaching that millennium date when things were beginning to shift and people had no idea what was going to occur. And this was even around the end of the decade in the 80s when the questions about how things were going to unfold. At that point, it was just over and over, ends of the world just coming up right and left. And I'm just happy to say that I stuck with the process. And I stuck with the idea that everything was going to work out. And honestly, it really has. I mean, look what we're doing right now. We're teaching mystery school stuff. We're talking about things that not that long ago were really just the thing of dreams. And we're talking about it as if it's the way it is. Well, I happen to think it is. Let's go and take a journey back in time here and do a reminder of disempowerment. So let's click on that. It says, for the sake of comparison, and to entice you to keep your eye on the internal prize of waking up to your full power, I'd like to make a list of what some of the characteristics of the disempowered are. See which ones still have a familiar pull. The norm is to have no body sensation awareness. If anything is noticed, then it must mean something is wrong. That something must be eradicated as soon as possible via diversion, distraction, substance, medication, surgical removal, new addiction, etc. We know that one. This is another element of disempowerment. It's impacted, and we are impacted and limited by the past and fearful of the imagined future, which is bound to be a repeat of what has been. How often have you used that to demobilize yourself? There are haves and have-nots, and that's just the way it is. Think of the caste system in some of the countries that are supposedly in the civilized world, and especially India and some of those Far Eastern countries where the caste system says your lot in life is based upon who you were born with. And that's celebrated as religious principle, which is so contradictory to any spiritual essence that I completely am familiar with. It's a man-made device and to control people. That's really all it is. Common. Others deserve better than me. I'm just not good enough. We could spend years on that one looking at how it's impacted us. There is something wrong with me. We're taught to see that. These are the elements that we hold that rob our power and keep us treading water
can't, should, and try are regular part of the vocabulary. I have only so many years to live, and then I die. My body gets more debilitated as I get older. There are people that look for that. They're debilitated. You see it 24/7 on the channels and TV. And it's interesting now that people are waking up at 2 or 3 in the morning a lot because of the energies. You're finding a whole lot of new kinds of commercials about debilitation in those hours. You're finding about this product that's going to help you with this or with that and with this, with that, with this, and don't mind the side effects. We're also seeing that our power was compromised by having I have limits and the things that I just can't do no matter what. There are a lot of people that won't try anything out of fear of failure. And failure is an external judgment, but it's also an internal process of us being impatient with our capacity to actually be a learner. In order to master something, we have various stages that we have to go through in order to reach the capacity to work with it and to make it our own. And the older we get, the less that time is that we allow. That if we don't succeed at it very quickly, then we give up. This is a learned behavior. This was taught to us. Out of the embarrassment, out of the shame. And once again, all of these feelings that are brought up that seem to be so natural to these circumstances are typically the result of sustained and held energies within us that get triggered by the events. And what we say is pain or discomfort, and a lot of the times is really just the movement of that energy. God, if the world knew that. Huh. This world is a fear-filled place. I have to protect myself. Those people are evil, they're mean, they're ugly, they're scary, they're ready to take what I have. You betcha. That's going to be a hard one to give up. You're going to have to pry it out of their cold, dead hands. That was my allusion to. Allusion to. The heck was his name? You know, the NRA guy, the Planet of the Apes, Charlton Heston, yeah. Okay, never mind. I must protect myself at all costs. The earth is here for me to do whatever I need to do to survive. There is only so much to go around. I have to get mine and hold on to it. Well, what if I don't want to hurt again, so I am going to be alone. I don't want to hurt again. I have to do everything by myself because no one else knows how to do it better. Work is drudgery. I'll never get what I want. I'm afraid of catching a disease. I always get sick. Every year I get blah, 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 blah. If I am around them, I'll catch something. All of these disempowering ways that seem so matter-of-fact and just seem a part of the quote-unquote human condition. Standing there and saying, I'm better than them. Or I am just a hopeless sinner. I give my power away to some religion to feel better about me. I just have to get that blank to be liked and fit in. If only I can get that blank or have that blank, then everything will be better. I'll be happier when I don't like. Why does this keep happening to me? I wish I could have, do, be. The government protects me. The government is just too invasive. That should be too. The government doesn't care about me. The government controls everything. The government takes care of everything. All these different perspectives. All these things we hold. I don't want things to change. I've got all these things wrong with me. I hate this. Blah, blah. I'm depressed, anxious, scared, freaked out, horrible, defective, not good enough, better than, helpless, hopeless, ugly, flawed, fat, sick, weak, wimpy, stupid. And we tell the universe to support us in that process by claiming it. This is disempowerment. We think that emotions are stupid, a waste of time, they're bad for you. Think that others have more power. We say, I'll do that tomorrow. What's the point? And we say, I'll never be able to, blank. Crying is for babies. We shut down our relief system. If I ever get angry, I'll kill someone. So stuff it. We live under endless laws and rules and regulations and give away personal power. Power is a commodity for gathering, hoarding, trading, using, manipulating, and stealing. Therefore, it's a finite process, and some people have more of it than others. The survival of the fittest. I got to take care of what's mine. Men are more powerful than women. These are power issues. I'm ashamed to tell anyone about what I did or what he did. That's disempowering. I'll fix that for you. Let me take care of that for you. Let me take care of you. Why doesn't anybody love me? Whatever I have to do, I just want to be liked. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I'll do it. I just want to be liked, accepted, giving away our power. Someday my prince will come, and everything will be great then, or my princess. I'm nobody without a partner. Kids need to be controlled. Those damn blank, they don't know what they're talking about. Disempowerment, disempowerment. War is necessary and good for business, so let's send all the people in to do it. But leaders have separate lives. Disempowered. Taught that dying for the country is a beautiful thing. Taught that there'll be 40 virgins waiting for us if we blow ourselves up in a crowded station. We're taught beautiful people are better. That's the way we disempower. And therefore, we do everything we can, from surgeries to creams to just you name it. Famous people are heroes. I hate heroes. If only I could be like them. What confusing things that disempower us and distract us from our own sense of self. Money is bad. Money will make everything better. You can never have too much. All these confusing elements about that. Success is all that matters. Doesn't matter what I need to do. I'll do it. Stop being a kid. Just grow up. Do what you're told, no matter what the age. That's kind of a bottom line to the way it's been. Just do what you're told. No matter how old you are. You get old, and then people tell you what to do. Get into a home, and then they're telling you where to go, what to do, et cetera, et cetera. It's like being a little kid again. Some say that's the whole point of it, is to just get back to a point where a lot of the stuff doesn't matter. But there's a whole different life that's available. Anyway, this goes on and on, controlling and manipulating to instill an undercurrent of fear that keeps most of us towing the line, getting by, surviving, wishing and hoping. That's the way it's been for the most part for over 2,000 years. And even during the transition between ages, we are pulled mightily by the way it has been for so long. Our cells are shaking off the energetic programmings, and the truth of our being, our world, and our universe is quickly revealing itself from the inside out and the outside in. And I keep bringing this stuff up because of the insidious nature of it, that it has control over us. And we don't know how it is we're going to take these pie-in-the-sky New Age thoughts and put them into practice. Because, look, I'm just damaged goods. I can't do that. This stuff is energy that's contained in the cells. But the beauty is that the cells and much of the body itself, the physical system on that level, replaces itself. And with every replacement that happens over whatever period of time it is, we have the opportunity to seed the original design in. So if we start just holding the frequency and understanding of our physical self and how it replicates itself and does these things, we could probably grow a new tail if we had one. And we start calling upon it and celebrating it and encouraging it to do it and feeding it the new messages. Boy, there's a good chance that something will change. Why not? Why not? So let's go ahead and look now at the nature of personal power. There'll be a tiny bit of regression here, but not much, because these were written at different times as this lesson found its way out. It said, traditional expressions of power have been aligned with the Piscean model of hierarchy and control. And under this umbrella, power is the survival of the fittest, the haves versus the have-nots, control, money-based, democratic, male-oriented, physical, manipulative, abusive, damaging, a limited resource, held by the few, controlled, maintained by force, exchangeable. In this model, few have it, and those who do lord over the many by force. Power is a commodity that can change hands. While in the Aquarian model, power is available to all. It rises from the bequeathment of a loving multiverse and is thus dispensed from within via source and higher self. The outward expressions of that power are reflections of the inner state that arises from awareness, making claim, conscious application, and celebration of that power. The more the power is claimed, the more is made available. Whew, no wonder they didn't want people to know this. Can you imagine a world filled with conscious people that aren't trying to steal from one another? I can. Power is regulated by cosmic law. There is no lack in the flow and availability of it. The abuse of power reduces its availability. There are consequences for the intentional manipulation of others. These consequences are internal and show up via higher self-regulation. When we begin to see that the cost of doing things in a lower frequency way begins to show up right before our eyes, then you're going to see significant change on a one-to-one level that then becomes, who knows, the 100th monkey that then creates a massive change because enough people have changed the intention and the frequency. Power is about balance. Accessing power is opening up to the reclamation of all one's knowledge, talents, tools, and skills in a faithful and trusting flow. What is required for the full integration of the moment is laid at the door of our awareness. One must recognize, claim, and take action for the power to be utilized completely. Wait, I thought it was just going to show up and it was mine. Well, it is there. It's an infinite resource. It's constantly available to it, but it just doesn't make application to us unless we do something with it. One is to acknowledge its presence, and two, to put it into action by choice and by intention. What's so hard about that? True power embraces all of life. It accesses and utilizes a reciprocal relationship with all the kingdoms of this dimension, mineral, vegetable, elemental, animal, and etheric. As one embraces their personal power, the communication grows and expansive communities are established. Life reveals itself reciprocally to the level of one's open heart. This love frequency opens doors and showers the true power upon us from within and without. There's a recipe for living right there. Obviously, the more we show up to ourself and claim that higher frequency, the more the frequency reveals itself that inspires us and invites us and encourages us and loves us into doing more with that frequency, which then reveals more. We have no idea what it's really like. We've had glimpses. Each of us have had glimpses. If we can remember back to the early days of childhood when we had an awareness that we can articulate, we know that space. And that was just a taste of it. It's just a taste. Claiming and embracing power eradicates fear and allows the fluid flow of emotion to wash the moments of living with richness. We wake up into the light, and that has always been available. Life becomes easier because the resistance is neutralized by the onward expansion of legitimate power. Wow. So if I allow the power in, then that's going to help to reduce the amount of fear, anger, etc., and sort of old energetic debris and toxicity. And then that allows the actual fluid flow of emotion, which then connects me with the richness and the juiciness of this dimension in life. And then I have access to what's always been here, but it's just been beyond the veil. Life is easier because the resistance is neutralized. Wow. Being in your personal power is being in your frequency of wholeness. Anything of lower frequency is literally powerless around you. Having said that, Your power must be monitored and maintained due to the magnetic capacity of the past to reduce your frequency of balance. The fly in the ointment, as they say. Self-care and energetic nurturing are essential. The expanding power is almost self-regulating in that it attracts your awareness and attention, thus feeding itself. You like how it feels, or maybe you rather like how it eels, and appreciate the expansive life that comes with its conscious use. So you pay attention to it to sustain it. Oh, I love how this eels. This is really interesting and again, it's been referred to several times as the reciprocal relationship of life. We've had flavors of that. The more we put into something, the more we get in return for it. The more we show up, then the more there's to show up to. The more gratitude we give, the more there's to be grateful for. Whatever we put our attention on, the universe gives it back to us in spades. I mean, goodness. Principle is always working, and we've just got our nose to the grindstone and doing what is before us to prevent the next chaos from happening. I've had enough of that. How about you? Have you had enough? In your power, you are open. Your heart chakra becomes your center. You have direct access to cosmic guidance and support. Your connection with the earth is solid and reciprocal, allowing the empowering energies to infuse your energetic bodies in addition to activating an ongoing cleansing of lower frequency releases. Your systems work as designed, smoothing your moments to open up the multidimensional elements of this plane. Your connection with the natural world intensifies to include higher frequency interaction that borders on heretofore supernatural realms. You become comfortable with a new way it is. The comfort level, in turn, invites more to reveal itself. Your capacity for communicating with dimensions increases as you lose the fear of Hollywood-style experiences and discover how natural expanded living is. Your knowing of the forms of things is established and becomes a solid replenishing foundation to increase your understanding of the flow of all life. You freely choose balance, which means you are more inclined to allow the inner wisdom of the design to perform perfectly without oversight and tinkering. In other words, you trust. You access and utilize the laws of the cosmos, experiencing the divine dynamic that underscores the foundational frequency of love. What's not to like? What's not to be drawn to? What's not worth dropping everything to attain? It's like just keeping the eye on the prize, knowing that this is the basis of what we can get by realizing and reawakening to our true self and standing in what's called that internal, eternal, and internal power. What's not to want? What's not to claim? And then here we are. Why not just start living as if this is already true and see what happens? I don't know. Maybe it's a good idea. In authentic power, you trust life, maintaining always a higher perspective in response to the forms of your specific moments. This is so critical. There are so many who are victims of life. There are so many new thought people who keep waiting for the other shoe to fall, who doubt the very things that they have based their foundation upon. They keep questioning. They keep doing the what ifs. They keep trying to fill the eternal wounds and the emptiness that's within there. At some point, we just have to trust. We just have to say, you know what? I believe in it enough, and I'm going to take action and then pay attention. Whatever happens, happens. And just like the old Indiana Jones who stepped out into the abyss when it looked like it was a sure fall, that's when the step appeared. These are good faith moves all through our moments of living, and this reveals everything and gives us the keys to whatever kingdom we seek. This feeds a revelation process that reveals more and more to you. The more that is revealed, the more there is to reveal. It is an inner process. It shows up in the outer, a self-generating system of feedback that is pure, the pure land of delight. At this point, you're beginning to see how many times I've said the same things in different packages. You see how many times we need to hear something before it becomes the first thing we think about as opposed to the old ways. Living in your power is embraced by life. It is a beacon of vibration that automatically forces a realignment of all those around you. Yeah, I used a word like forces. But it's a gentle and loving force that people are willing to embrace, because once they start to feel it, I like it, I love it, I want some more of it. That's the theme song. Consciously choosing the personal power is an ongoing gift you bring to assist in the flowering of oneness in these glorious times of now. Boy, am I a Pollyanna at times, painting these glorious pictures. Well, I've lived the other way too. Why not? Why not? If it makes the old guy happy, let him do it. He'll be gone soon enough. Let's go to the tools of personal power. Actually, let's go sing again. Let's do that. See, it all comes down to these moments of choice. So let's do this song. I just love this song. This was written for a Youth of Unity event with the teenagers at their conference. And it's about the power of being in this present moment to do something different. This is my moment, the new life begins. Surrender myself and let go of what's been. For out of the chaos, I'm singing in the wrong key. Let's do it again. This is my moment, the new life begins. Surrender myself, I let go of what's been. For out of the chaos, my essence does grow, and I am reborn, and I'm placed in the flow. I say, let there be light, and let there be love, and let there be peace for all. The first time this life, and the passion and joy I have never released, they now rise like an incessant tide, set me free. This is my moment, the new life begins. I surrender myself, I let go of what's been. For out of the chaos, my essence does grow, and I am reborn, and I'm placed in the flow. And I say, let there be light, and let there be love, and let there be peace for all. I run with abandon out across the terrain. I'm leaping and whirling in dance. And the song that is me finds its rhythm, its tune. And I sing it without hesitance. I am free. This is my moment, a new life begins. Surrender myself, I let go of what's been. For out
the chaos smiles and does grow, and I am reborn, and I'm placed in the flow. I say, let there be light. All the angels say, let there be love. Wash all over me, let there be peace for all. Genesis, I am reborn right now. Genesis, I am reborn right now.
It really is like that when we open up to what we are. We've all had glimpses of it. We've all had the actual, probably profound experiences with finding parts of ourselves that were misplaced and how that felt. And at the time, we probably just dismissed it as just, you know, whatever. And then went back to the way it really is. Ah. Hmm. Crazy. Let's go one more song, and it's called On My Journey. I think it's right up from that. And this was created in a program up in the Northwest region with the Unitines, they're called. And this was their Hero's Journey program. So this was one element of that process. Here's how it goes. I'm on my journey, I will just keep going. Sometimes I need a little help. A hero's journey is to just keep going. Ask for and use the help. There will be challenges and there will be temptations that lure me down them dark and traveled road. I have the courage, I have faith, I have the knowledge, and they will always lead me where I must go. Oh, 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 oh. My journey, I will just keep going. Sometimes I'll need a little help. A hero's journey is to just keep going. Ask for and use the help. There will be challenges, there will be temptations that pull me down some dark untraveled road. I have the courage, I have faith, I have the knowledge, and these will always lead me where I must go. Oh, 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 oh. On my journey, I will just keep going. You know, it's that perpetual state of adventure, and it's all attitude. Because the ultimate is that we just keep going, and we see new vistas, we have new experiences, we develop new awarenesses, new capacities to be present in the moment. Wow. Sounds like the way it was supposed to be. I'm just saying. Let's go ahead and make awareness of these tools for personal power. Doing a little rattling. following is a list of tools that support the new paradigms of power. Some are actual tools, while many are ways of thinking, new beliefs, or conscious actions. It's an evolving list that reflects the waking up of humanity and all life in this earthly dimensional plane. One who is in authentic power will engage in the following. The awareness and capacity to pay attention by activating the senses to focus on the subtle as well as the obvious. Become trusting of the world and all of its inhabitants and its capacities. Uses compassion and empathy towards all life and all circumstances. Again, tools of personal power. Being open and willing to create sustainable community. Understanding of the new Aquarian paradigm and the specifics of information that it is contained in courses like this, Tools for the Times. The knowledge of the extended chakra system and a willingness to apply and live in the greater expanse of this knowing. As a being of personal power, these are the skills that you can possess and have available to you. The knowledge of the human energetic system and a willingness to apply and live in that frequency of knowing. The knowledge of the extended chakra system and a willingness to apply and live in the greater expanse of this knowing. Conscious separation from living in the limited Piscean paradigm. Making conscious choice to not go ahead and follow those any longer. Having the courage to take action and the strength to persevere through all the forms to reach an intended level or place. These are skills and these are tools that you have to maintain, create, maintain, and expand your power. An active will center that can make decisions and then put them into action. A consistent capacity to see and experience the moment from the greater expanded perspective. The recognition of the true life-serving nature of personal power. Another tool is the knowing of and the willingness to engage the multidimensional levels of life. Another tool, knowledge of the nature of the Akash and the choice to apply it to bridge the old limits of time and space. Another tool, conscious application of DNA knowledge to lift one out of limitations. Go back and revisit the Akash and the DNA sessions back in, I believe it was block one or two. Reawaken and remember, because that's almost a year ago, and we have evolved quite far beyond those times, and now we're more capable to actually activate and utilize the DNA changes that are occurring. What we're perceiving too often as imbalances and problems are really the adjustments that are going on as we realign to the true design. Why not go there first instead of freaking out? Why not? I'm talking to myself too. Another tool of power is the willingness to embrace and flow with change. The recognition that intention creates a powerful magnetic force. So why not use it? Why not intend your moments? Why not set an intention on a daily basis? Why not, when you enter a room, put out an intention and see how the energy will work to align with that? Why not? Why not? Another tool, the recognition and choice to live in the knowing of the body designed for health. Another, the understanding the need to clear energy daily to support the health of the entire system. Emotional literacy that results in understanding of the nature of emotion, its symptomologies, and the many ways to personally support its movement, cleansing, and release. Another is the conscious use of guides, etheric teachers, ascended masters, angels, etc., in your moments of living. All these tools are available to us. It's kind of nice to have them all laid out here to refer to. This is the course for life. This is what kindergarten needed to be. And yeah, we were capable of understanding these because we knew how to do these things still. on some level. The tool for power is a practical understanding of the reciprocal relationship between human and Mother Earth, Gaia, and the willingness to live in the frequency of that understanding. Remember that relationship with the cave of creation, as Kryon called it. It contains the crystals, each crystal aligned to a human being for eternity, in a sense, for all of the incarnations and the visits upon the planet, and that can all be accessed in a breath, in the circle of time and space that it involves. Everything. Go back to the creating relationship with Gaia, tools for the time, back in 3, 2, 3, 4, 1, whichever one it was in. Another tool, knowing that there's plenty of everything to go around. This is not a dimension of scarcity unless it's artificially put on us or used up by unaware beings. And then it's temporary. Another tool is a conscious choice to live in the heart-centered space and experience the world through big love. Big love. The pure foundational essence and vibration of the all that is, and we live from there. And we see how life serves that vibration and eases our moments with adventure and clarity and juiciness. Understanding the application and the application of our oneness with all life. Conscious choice to come from love in all ways. Understanding of the nature of flow and the importance of foregoing resistance in any way. It's all in the flow, in the vibration, in the essence of that frequency that's oscillating. It all flows from one form to the next. It is not bound by time and space. It is bound in some way by intention and the ability to pay attention to something. That creates the form. And there's growing evidence, even in the scientific communities, that this is the way it is. For now. Another tool is that we live in the multidimensional life. I kind of put that one up there before. The realization of the greater design that allows the source connection via one's own higher self. To be aware that there's oh so much more, and in that process to realize our own higher self, that essence of it, call it the soul, call it the heart connection, whatever. And to know that that is our direct conduit to the source. It is unnecessary to have go-between spokespeople for us. It is unnecessary to think that we need to go to someone to get access to the truth of our being. That's just not the design. A tool of power is the practice of impeccable self-care. A tool of power is to use chant, mantra, and intentional song to unify the moment with an open, flowing mind. The purpose of those tools there, the chant and the mantra, and yes, even the intentional song, like we've been singing, is to get the mind in alignment with the frequency and the energies that exist so that we can expand one upon the other. Another tool is reclaimed wonder and imagination. Those things that were jettisoned at an age of too early. Experiences childlike joy and an unfettered willingness to play in and with all of life. This is a tool. Now we're beginning to actually describe people who are in their power. Shows up fully in relationship, yet is not encumbered by codependency or other traps. Has clarity to choose to live in an informed world void of fearful addictions. Knows and applies the truth that all is vibration in a constant state of flux, allowing movement and dance and improvisational expression. There's no such moment that is not moving and living. Sit still, they say. Sit still. Don't talk. How can you say that to a flowing and rushing river of energy? I don't know. Tools for Power. Understand and applies the tools of conscious manifestation. Knows, understand, and applies the laws of the multiverse. Maintains and nourishes the conscious relationship with the inner child. Uses breath, voice, sound, and word with a deep inner knowing of the power contained therein. Uses energy expansion tools to regulate energy needs in the moment. That aware to be able to sense and regulate the energy so it will fit the form that's right in front of us without any compromise of our center, our balance, or our capacity to be fully present. A tool of power is to call upon and utilize grace. Another is to actively participate in a program, a process of gratitude, active use of oneness connections. If we're connected, then let's utilize those and get the best that we can out of them and feed them. One who is in their power establishes and maintains effective personal energetic boundaries and oh so much more that is revealing itself in these precious moments now arriving. This is a very, very useful and powerful list. Because it can call you back to your design. Entertaining any of these statements as a meditative experience will reveal very special information for each of you that is strictly for you. Let's sing again. Let's go to Me and God, a short little tune. Yep. I turn off my mind. I let go what's nagging me. Tune into my breathing. I get out of my way. All of my worries are fading. It's me and God. It's me and God. Right now. Right now. I turn off my mind. I let go what's nagging me. I tune in to my breathing. I get out of my way. And all of my worries are fading. It's me and God. Just me and God. Right now, right now. One more time. I turn off my mind. I let go what's nagging me. Tune in to my breathing. I get out of my way. And all of my fading. It's me and God. It's me and God. It's me and God. Just me and God. Right now. Right now. Right now. It's interesting, that G word. the programming that we've had, that in some of us is very strongly still contained in the cells, is that it rekindles the experiences we've had under the guise of religion and the manipulation and the abuses and the harms, the things that have taken place in the name of God, the deaths, all this stuff, that the cultures whose my God is better than your God, so my God believes in killing you, and all of this crap. It all is attached to that word. And then in the middle of singing that, I was just thinking, you know, that with the kind of information and the clearing that we're making happen through this course and beyond and all that you're doing with it, whatever that is clearing out that debris that is attached to that name for you. And because it's doing that, it's also doing it on a larger level for others. And there may come a time when we're able to stand in relationship and have a common connection with the source of the all that is, where we all feel in alignment and connected with that. I see that happening. Let's go on to standing in my power. As a fully empowered spiritual being living in the human physical body and the earthly dimensional plane, and we're just going to say all of these things together. This is one way of affirming and bringing to ourselves and bringing to our inner awareness and inviting anything that doesn't hold this frequency to be lovingly and gently released, leaving out the crown chakra, going down through the right side, also expressing out through that right foot, going through the root chakra down into the earth, going out of the hands and feet. However it's going to go, we let any resistance, any lower frequency energy to these statements be released as we speak them. So let me get a little water. So we're just going to go down these together. I know that nothing is as it seems. I trust life. I live fully in and from this now moment. I pay attention to the nuances of the moments to guide my choices. I actively apply the multidimensional laws of the cosmos. I know that the past does not determine the present or the future unless I choose it to be so. I am eternally prosperous and abundant. I live in the heart-centered space. I maintain a fully functioning chakra system. I clarify, maintain, and regulate all my energetic bodies to provide proper boundaries. I consciously regulate and maintain my inner energetic system. I choose health by feeding and supporting my body with the life-affirming thought, word, and action. I practice a flowing daily process of superb self-care. I engage life on all levels. I allow the flow and movement of all my emotions. I engage in full sensory living. I maintain a loving, supportive, and playful relationship with my inner child self. I actively maintain conscious two-way communication with my soul and higher self. I consciously regulate my DNA to engage the Akash. I sing, chant, and move whenever I get the opportunity. I love to play and engage life in a flowing, loving way. I see and affirm the truth in all beings. I engage all of the kingdoms of life in a reciprocal way. I use life-affirming language. I regularly engage the silence to access guidance and information. I nourish my senses by using them all to expand and reveal the greater panorama of this life in this earthly dimension and beyond. I nurture mutually serving connections with a vibrant, like-minded community. I daily regulate the cleansing, clearing, and activation of my energy. I regulate and support my chi and life force via conscious breathing. I am comfortable with the power of surrender and regularly let go of that which no longer serves my true vibration. I consciously flow with the circle of giving and receiving. I monitor and adjust my thoughts and beliefs, fully understanding how they are put into place and how I can change them into the evolving higher frequency ones that are arriving in these times. I fully trust the cosmos to assist in lovingly facilitating the necessary changes in these times to reveal the greater truth of life and the whole design. I consciously engage nature on a daily basis for expanding my energy and maintaining a state of center and balance. I keep my chakras and energy systems clear to activate and utilize my unlimited creativity. I consciously exercise my imagination and wonder through thought, word, and play. I move consciously and freely through the many dimensions. I balance right and left brain usage, easily calling upon that which best serves the form of the moment. I live in integrity and authenticity in thought, word, and action. I consciously choose service to self and others. I consciously show up fully ready to engage the moment, no matter the form. I know that the form is the least reliable element of the moment. I enjoy doing that which is before me. I work on that which serves my spirit and soul. I freely accept the flow of money for my actions, engaging also in the flow as I live generously in thought, word, and action. I see challenge as opportunity called forth by my higher self to get even more clear and peace-filled. I have everything I need to engage fully the moment. I am inclusive of my power, with my power. I clearly communicate my needs, wants, and desires. I move towards mutually serving solutions in all my dealings with others. I believe in and consistently experience the infinite flow of life as I transcend moments. I pay attention and celebrate the nuances of the life through celebration and gratitude. I consciously experience the cycles of life as a witness to the natural world. I honor and bless beginnings and endings. I am in relationship with everything as I know all has purpose. I easily see beyond the moment's form and breathe in the big picture to assist in my response. I respond to life's moments rather than react. I engage life-affirming music, conversation, and company. I know that everything will work out for the highest good of all. I am unlimited in thought, word, and deed. I affirm my value regardless of the forms of life's moments. I freely accept the way I am in this moment's expression. I trust in my inner capacity to reawaken and reclaim the truth of my design and being. I monitor and regulate my personal vibration in all my moments. I see and experience the God source in all. I bless everything often. I am grateful for the design and its infinite expression. I maintain and nurture my ongoing connection with the earth and the heavens. I love me and I allow love to flow to and from me without obstruction. I often ask, how does it get better than this? So the more I choose to be in my authentic power, the more the moments reveal to me how to do so even more. The infinite capacity of the cosmos to serve the true vibration is showing up profoundly in these times. I choose to view the world through an open and loving heart and clear eyes, working to embrace the positive and negative dualities with equally open arms. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Now, there's a list. If you wonder what to do in your moments, pick one. Pick one and show up and make that your focus for the moment. Have this, run this off and have it around and available to you so that you'll know how to be a powerful person in your moments of living. What we've just done is we've sent an intention out. We've claimed a space. We've claimed a capacity. We've claimed a way of being. The universe is moving mightily and quickly to go ahead and make manifest expressions of this in your moments as they come from this point forward. Pay attention. Be aware. Have anticipation. Be expectant. But be open. The expectation is that things will come and it's yours to claim. We don't know the form that they'll come in. You do not know that. There are a host of empowering statements that you can use, some we've seen before. There are additional activities that I really encourage you to look into, especially there's an empowerment by Zakir Ram that is really a wonderful thing in terms of embracing and clearing karma. Because according to Kryon, there's no more karma. And the sooner we realize that we don't have to keep paying for choices that we made, because in a sense, the jig is up, as they say. We no longer have to run that cycle because we are way more advanced collectively than that cycle would require. And there are resources, and right down there below, applying your awareness. Lord, you give me this moment, and I see as I believe. I have but this golden moment. From it, my life I have weaved. And if that life is not the way I have dreamed, then I must see it differently. Absolutely true. One last song over here. Let's go to I Am At Ease.
I am at ease, I am at peace, I am serene, I'm as God made me. The wind is calm everywhere I go, with the quiet strength that sings within me, I trust the rhythmic flow. I am at ease, I am at peace, I am serene, I'm as God made me. The wind is calm everywhere I go, with the quiet strength that sings within me, I can trust the rhythmic flow. I am at ease, I am at peace, I am serene, I'm as God made me. The wind is calm everywhere I go, with the quiet strength that sings within me, I can trust the rhythmic flow. I am at ease, last time, I am at peace, I am serene, I'm as God made me. The wind is calm everywhere I go, with the quiet strength that sings within me, I can trust the rhythmic flow. I am at ease, I am at peace.
And so it is in all of our moments, no matter the form. I'll remind you that up in the infinite now in the veil of time and space, at the bottom, there are three additional articles coming from things that I've done, Living in Delight and the Weekly Gratitudes. There are three different bits of information there. I invite you to read them, The Gift of Time and Space Travel, The Gift of Multidimensionality, and The Gift of Starting Over Energetically Each Day. And then under the what to do now are five, The Gift of Separation from the Past, The Gift of Infinity, Transitions, Growth, Evolution. All of these relate to the idea of time and space as we used to know it and in the new forms. I invite you to use these resources and make those look a part of your regular reading. I'll be leaving on Thursday for a brief but potent trip up to the Northwest. I'll be in the Seattle area, actually in Renton, on Saturday at the home of Jan Asbjornsen. Not John, Jan Asbjornsen. And doing a workshop and a dinner and a concert. Workshop is utilizing the application of Tools for the Times and exploring more of those, as I did in a previous workshop up there. The evening concert, I'm going to go ahead and center more on music that is healing and uplifting the frequency and the vibration. That doesn't necessarily mean up-tempo songs, but it certainly can include some of those. And then all through Sunday, I'll be doing the first time. I'm very excited about doing a self-care, teaching some self-care tools to people that are in the medical profession from all persuasions. It's open to them and put on by the Snohomish Veterinary Association. I know that I didn't get that right, but it's being supported up there, and it's at the Emerald Green Farm, which is this. Or is it Emerald Glen? Emerald Green. Emerald Glen Farm that is in Monroe at the home of Dr. Susan Connor. Very excited about that. That is open to the general public as well. Tonight and tomorrow morning when I send out my blurb here and your link to the class, I will make sure that I include some information on those in case something speaks to you, because I know some of you do live up in the Northwest. And also through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I do have time for doing some personal sessions. You can contact me, and I'll give you that information. So I'm very excited about coming up there and hopefully seeing some of you. If not, then we will be in action next Tuesday night, where we are going to be doing the sixth New Strategies for Conscious Living. Although I'm beginning to see that each one of these things is almost turning into a review of all the stuff we've done. Be prepared for that particular topic to change, because we kind of did conscious living tonight and living in power. So I'll keep you, I will have many opportunities on the drive up and the drive back to see, well, not the drive back because I have the class, but I'll be given, I think that's going to change. But most of all, just be aware of your capacity to be a present and aware being and utilize that. Please refer back to some of these lists in these sections tonight. I really think they're very good in terms of their capacity to remind us who we are, but also to give us the clues to remind us of the tools we have available to us at any given moment, and to also remind us of the capacities that we have to be and do certain things of higher frequency. If you're wondering what to do, well, how can I live in this frequency? You've got the keys to the kingdom in those lists. So I am blessed by your choice to be a part of this. I am blessed by the research and the work that I've done and the 50,000 books I now have in my Kindle iPad app. Whew. All of these things. Blessed by the music. Blessed by just, I don't know, this and that. So I'm going to stay on the line just for a few moments more in case there are any comments or questions. I did have a request for a change of a session for tomorrow night. I can do that. And the person knows who I'm talking to. I can do it on Wednesday night, and it will have to be for just an hour as I'm prepping to leave on the following day. So if that works for you, you can let me know on that. And If there are any other comments or questions, anything said? Otherwise, we are complete.
Mark, this is Connie.
Hey, Connie.
How are you doing? Obviously well.
Kind of crappy, you know.
Yeah, that's a bad thing to say, I guess. But anyway, I just wanted to thank you tonight for the music in the session, and I really enjoyed your singing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And it's
just a
simple comment that I enjoyed this evening. And we'll be, I guess, next Tuesday, then are you going to be up there or back in your studio?
Be up there, so I'll be able to run the call from up there.
Oh,
so
that's good.
Should work.
Okay.
And send me an email about those sessions, okay? Because I thought we were going to do something last week and it didn't happen. So.
I had been under the weather and not feeling well, so that was why I had not emailed you. But I'll just wait until, I guess not this week, but maybe a week from next, well, maybe 2 weeks, huh? Because you'll be probably on the road or something.
Connie, just send me an email, and we'll take care of it. We'll set the right time, okay?
I do appreciate that, and I just thank you for singing my favorite song as well.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, many blessings.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Mark, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Just give me a time. Anything should be fine. Earlier is probably better than later, but sometime between 3 and 6 would be great.
Oh, okay. 5.
Let me know. You can let me know.
I will. Okay.
Yeah, you can let me know. And it was a great session tonight.
Thank you.
I really thought it was lovely. So thanks very much.
It's good to hear your spirit up, too.
Oh, yeah, man.
the wild and crazy ways.
Yeah, it was quite the week, but, you know.
I know, so we'll be talking. Okay.
All right. Talk to you later.
Blessings.
Thanks again.
All right. Okay. Anything else? And so it is. And so it is. We are done now. Next Tuesday, mystery topic. Good night.